This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. I want to talk about again today, releasing the bitterness. C.S. Lewis says getting over a painful experience is like crossing monkey bars. You've got to let go at some point in order to move forward. And isn't that the same with bitterness and hatred and just feeling angry towards others? This idea can be also directed towards yourself. You can carry that load yourself until you say, I deserved it, but I'm strong enough to take it. I'll just carry this thing and deal with it. Well, and then what happens is pride comes in and you refuse the fact that God actually can forgive you. Others also can forgive you. And this can lead to what we call self-pity. Okay, I deserve this. God's trying to punish me. I shouldn't have done that. Now I deserve what I'm getting and I'm going to be a martyr and just carry it. So you trudge along in life, nursing bitter resentment and a grudge against God and everyone else, and you carry it. You make your own life miserable and everyone around you. The Bible says, actually, in Hebrews 12:15, watch out for such bitterness, or the old way of saying it is look diligently, look out. How can I overcome this bitterness and anger? Well, much of this bitterness towards others is rooted in an inability to be amazed that Christ loves us. So if you're struggling with bitterness, it could be that God is letting that bitterness stop you from seeing Christ as the means by which you come to see him. In other words, Christ is there, but you can't see him. And you might say, I don't want anything to do with this. The Lord has done something for me. Am I stunned by the grace of God? Well, I think there's a solution here. I don't doubt that another person coming alongside you is part of the problem. We do need people to talk to. But the solution here is that we can be thankful for the grace of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and his love for us is far greater than any experience that we can have ourselves. What I'm trying to draw attention to is that maybe God has brought you to this point so that you would taste something greater, God's grace. The Bible says quite dramatically, actually, in Matthew 6:15, that if you do not forgive those who sin against you, God will not forgive you. I mean, it's a pretty strong statement. It's a real issue. An ongoing, unforgiving spirit, a bitter spirit, will actually do damage. It just will not work. And Jesus says it is serious. Ephesians 4:31 in the Bible again says, get rid of all bitterness, the rage and the anger. In Matthew, Jesus says that if you come to him with your offering, to give an offering at the church, and then you remember that a brother has something against you, he says, leave that offering there, go to your brother, make your offering so that you're reconciled with him. And then there's something else about this, and that's forgiveness and forget. How can you forget something that's negative, that's stuck in your mind? The Bible says that God remembers our sin no more. How can God forget something when he is omniscient? That word means all knowledgeable. Here's the secret. When you forgive and forget, the forgetting means that you, like God, don't hold that wrongdoing to the other person's account. God forgets the charge that's against us. He remembers it no more. It's sort of gone. Maybe we need to do that. Leave it there. Leave it alone. Sometimes we're like the man who came running into the office of a marriage counsellor. Look, you've got to do something about my wife. Hurry. She's hysterical. She's hysterical. And the counsellor said, hang on a moment. You mean she's hysterical? No. She's historical. She brings up everything from the past. You know, some people can reel off all the hurts and other things that happened to them in the past. But if you're going to forgive a person, forget their offences. Don't bring it up against them anymore. Don't dwell in the past. There it is. It was a great thing to know that God can come in. You'll feel better and you will be able to enjoy the life that God has given you. Lord, may today be a special day. Release the bitterness, Lord. And if there's any hatred, Lord, that needs to go as well. And I believe you can do that for me today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.